In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If you were not a sinner, you would never die. That's the simple reality. Doesn't matter what you do or really who you are, if you were not a sinner, you would never die. So the world tries to hide death behind makeups and highlights and saying that 50 is the new 30. But the reality still exists that death comes. So I urge you to think about death. Do not fear it, but expect it. But also expect Christ to do for you what he has promised, the same thing that he did for this young man. I believe in the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come, you confess. All the dead will be raised, not just simply the believers, but all the dead will be raised, yet not all will receive eternal life. Some will be raised to enter eternal death and hell, but not you. Not you who believe in Christ as your Lord. We expect to receive eternal life because Christ is our resurrection. Christ is our life. Death cannot consume you. Death cannot have the final say, for Jesus died in your place. And he brought you into that new life through the waters of holy baptism. At one time, you were dead in your sins. But then God spoke and gave you life through those simple waters. He forgave you all your sins, past, present, and future, all washed away by his blood. So nothing can snatch you out of his hand. Nothing can rob you of the life that he gives. For God is faithful. Oh, tears will still flow down your cheeks as you are forced to deal with death, either for yourself or with a loved one. But Christ has removed their bitterness. Israel was unable to drink the waters at Marah because of their bitterness. So God showed Moses a branch. Moses tossed that branch into the water, and those bitter waters became sweet. Death is bitter. It hurts. But then God shows you a branch which turns its bitterness into sweetness. That branch sprung from the root of Jesse is Jesus Christ. He is the one who said, "If you keep my word, you will never see death." By his death, he has turned death into the gate to eternal life. Death is not an exit, but a transition. You are alive, not simply for 80 years or so, but you are alive forever, for Christ is your life. Death cannot have the final say, and neither can it have the final say over your loved ones who may have gone before you. You have not lost them, but you have simply sent them on before you. They do not die, but they rise to a higher life. They do not forsake you, but they precede you into glory. They are not gone, but they are only separated from you for a brief time. So do not fear death, not in the least, for Christ has turned it into the gate, into a door by which you enter life eternal. But don't ignore death either. When you go to sleep, assume that this is your last night on the earth. When you wake up, live like this is your last day on the earth. Do not think that if you can ignore death and never think about it, that somehow it will never come. I don't think your mind is quite that powerful. Whether you think about it or not, death still comes. It still threatens you. So think about it. And also talk about it with your children, because that's the reality for your little bundles of joy as well. Prepare them to face that reality as nothing more than a transition into life eternal. Understand this, that when you think about death, and when you are talking about death, you really are talking about the life you have with Christ in heaven. You are talking about the glory that is yours through Jesus Christ. You are talking about your reunion with your brothers and sisters, with your loved ones, and all the saints of God. You are talking about life, the resurrection of the body. And certainly that is something we want to impress upon our hearts and on our children's hearts. Do you see how God turns the most heinous thing, the most terrible thing, into the greatest good? No one can cheerfully meet death unless he has been looking forward to it with calm composure. So do not make death more powerful by refusing to talk about it. Do not let it terrify you by making it something it really is not. It's nothing more than a door. As with all things, view death through the cross of Christ. View death through faith in Christ. See the resurrection of his body, and then you will see the resurrection of your body on the last day. And then you will see that death is really nothing more than a transition into everlasting life, and the grave, that plot of earth, is nothing more than a temporary place of peaceful slumber from which you must awaken. Because Christ is Lord, not death. Christ is your King, not death. So think about death. But don't be so eager for heaven that you despise this life on earth. To live is Christ. Life is a tremendous gift from God. Every hour death is lying in wait for you, and yet every hour God prevents its arrival. He still has work for you to do on this earth. He still has a purpose for you. Yes, to die is gain. You gain far more when you die than when you live. So it is better to depart and to be with Christ. But that does not mean your life on this earth is somehow pointless and frivolous. God still uses you. And so God raised this young man back to life to give joy to his mother and to use him to provide for his mother. God could have done it a different way. He could have. But he chose to do it through her son and to give that son a new earthly life. So also, God doesn't need you. He doesn't need you to provide for others. He uses you by grace for a time, but he doesn't need you. Yet he leaves you on this earth because your children need your hugs and kisses. They need your wisdom and your experience, even if they are old and have moved out and started families of their own. They need your direction, your firm correction, and also generous gifts they don't deserve. Husbands, your wife needs your love. And wives, your husband needs your love. Your neighbors and friends need your help. Your plot of earth, your home, needs someone to take care of it. And even your church needs your prayers, your energies, and your abilities. God could take care of all of these things without you, but he chooses to use you. So he has prepared many good works for you to do. If you are still breathing air, God is not done with you. You may wonder what your purpose is now that you are no longer needed in the same way. But maybe your purpose is just simply to trust in God's timetable. It's simply that simple. That he is Lord and he still has a use for you on this earth if you are still here. Do you see that when you think about death, when you ponder the life that Christ has in store for you, then that really sets you free to live on this earth? Because no longer do you have to worry about if you will make it to heaven or not. Heaven is secured in Christ and in his blood. He has opened those pearly gates to the heavenly city so that you might pass through. And through holy baptism, you have been made its citizens. You live like citizens of heaven right now. So you flee envy. You flee resentment. You turn away from every evil. You forget self-pity. And you live for others. You live where God has placed you right now, not wanting something else, not desiring this or that, but living where God has put you. Enjoying the life he has given to you, but never clinging to it. Yes, even making plans and having dreams, but never tied to them, because you are nothing more than strangers and foreigners on this earth. Heaven is your home. And when he decides that your work on earth is done, then you will pass through those pearly gates. Then you will pass through death. And that is why your loved ones may no longer be with you on this earth. God has decided their work on earth is done. They fulfilled the works he prepared for them, and now they rest in heaven. They were not perfect, not even close. They sinned much. They got it wrong quite often. But Christ sustained their faith. Christ was their hope and their salvation. So trusting in him, they ate his body and drank his blood. Trusting in him, they received the same forgiveness you receive. They knew they were not good enough to make it to heaven. And so they came here to receive Christ in word and in sacrament, to receive the eternal gifts that Christ won for them. And by God's grace, that is exactly what you are doing. For you also confess that you are not good enough to make it to heaven on your own, but Christ is. So you come here to receive his gifts. Faith clings to him. Faith looks at his cross. Faith wants what he can give, and only he can give. So faith comes and receives the word and receives the holy sacraments so that it might be a partaker of the heavenly joys Christ has won. So yes, think about death, for then you are thinking about the eternal life God has in store for you. That transition from this life to the heavenly life. Already it has begun in holy baptism. And no devil, no sin, not even the grave can quench it. For you rest in the palm of the hand of Christ. Not just your soul, but your body also. For God made a promise to you that you will rise and you will live forever with Christ in heaven. Even as this young man rose. And so you do think about death quite often. With death in mind, you boldly confess, I believe in the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.